Check, check, check. We are recording.
Check, check, check. We are recording.
Okay, that was a good mic test.
That's loud.
This is Just the Discs. My name is Brian Sauer. It's my podcast about Blu-rays. I've got my daughter, Raven, back. Say hi, Raven.
Hi.
Daddy.
What?
You have to cut out Raven part. No, it's my son's special guest.
Okay. My special guest is my daughter, Raven.
Hi, fans. You must love me again.
Oh, my gosh. Already with that. Anyway, it's been a while. I had to negotiate with Raven's agent to get her on the show again because she has a very high day rate.
Yes, I have so much planned today. I'm going to a concert. I am going to my friend's house to sing a song. And I am going to go to a competition.
Wow.
So I had to squeeze this in.
Well, thank you today. So much for finding room for me, your father, who's brought you up all these years to love
sure.
movies.
Sure.
Okay, so we're going to talk about a few different movies because Raven and I have watched a bunch of stuff in the past month that we're going to talk about. We're going to start with a movie called In the Incredible Shrinking Woman.
The strange story of Pat Kramer began on what seemed to be a perfectly normal day.
Pat Kramer. She was a loving wife.
Sweetheart.
Hi, honey.
How nice to
go. Come on, under the covers.
A devoted mother.
Mom, cool.
An expert homemaker. And then, one day, something incredible happened.
We've got it. You are shrinking.
Oh, God. No need to be upset, Mrs. Kramer.
As long as you have on this ring, nothing's changed between us.
I was pinched, poked, prodded. I was examined by specialists I never even knew existed.
Universal Pictures presents Lily Tomlin as the Incredible Shrinking Woman. The adventure of a brave woman whose biggest problem is growing smaller by the moment.
You mean she shrunk since the last time I saw her?
You mean she shrunk since the last time I saw her? I almost sat on her last night.
Lily Tomlin, Charles Grodin, in the story of a woman who gave so much and got so little. The Incredible Shrinking Woman.
And this is a Blu-ray from Shout
she
Factory.
She shrinks a lot.
She shrinks
every
a lot.
Day. She shrinks.
Yeah. Let me read the back and see what you say. You can talk about it when I'm done reading. Okay. So it says, comedy legend Lily Tomlin stars in this effervescent 1981 comedy, The Incredible Shrinking Woman. Exposed to a heady mix of household chemicals, Pat Kramer contracts a strange side effect. She begins to shrink, baffling doctors. Pat's diminished size starts to really bring her down until her story captures the hearts of the American people and the attention of a sinister group of scientists bent on world domination. Getting out of this predicament while still taking care of her family will be no small feat. Also starring Charles Grodin, Ned Beatty, Tomlin's fellow, Ronan Martin's laughing.
And enough
this,
with that.
Henry Gibson. Okay, so what did you think of this movie?
Well, so far, I think it's some thumbs in the middle because...
What are you, Siskel and Ebert?
Well, it's kind of cheesy.
Okay.
Just saying.
But don't you like that she's shrinking? Isn't that kind of cool to see her all small and stuff?
She has double-decker shoes. That's
yeah.
cool.
Yeah.
Like quadruple double-decker shoes.
Nice.
Like six pairs of shoes
so
on.
So what did she get spilled on her that finally made her shrink?
Perfume. The perfume is called... Wait, what's it called?
Sex pot.
Sex pot.
That was her name for it.
It's so weird.
It's so gross.
It makes no sense.
Yeah.
But
so yeah, she starts to shrink down. And
it got on her robe thing.
Her
and
blouse,
then what?
Yeah.
It, what?
Blouse.
Blouse. But I guess it got into her skin.
Mm-hmm.
And the blouse, she thought that her husband took it to the cleaning place to get all that stains out, but it actually just shrinked.
Yeah, yeah, and then she shrinked.
And if she shrinks all the way down to how much her blouse, she'll be like, oh, there's my blouse.
Yeah, then she'll find it. But this is a kind of a fun, it's kind of a fun movie when you see her around all the big stuff and how scary the world can be.
On the front, she's riding a giant gorilla on a skateboard.
Isn't that cool?
That's really weird.
Yeah, but we had fun with this movie, right?
I didn't see a gorilla in the movie.
Oh, yeah, you did. But you liked it, right? Yes. Yes, you did.
Yes. Yes, I did. Wink, wink. No, I didn't.
Don't. What is your problem? You liked it. You're lying.
You are not cutting that off.
I'm going to cut it out.
What? No. Fans. My special fans, do not tell him not to cut it out, please.
They have no control. And that was super loud. Okay. I'm going to read the special features, and then we're going to move on to another movie. But you like this movie. You were very entranced by it. Yes, you were. It says the special features on this Blu-ray. A conversation with actress Lily Tomlin and co-executive writer-producer Jane Wagner.
Kids, my daddy's been away!
Arthur's darling.
Airport presents.
And Chuck Grodin is sorry. He's so... He makes me laugh
dry.
So much. He was just
so dry.
He's so hapless. He wishes that Pat hadn't happened, but now she could make the best of it. Mm-hmm. She could make her be a little doll or something, you know. When Chuck Grodin's name came up to be Vance, we all really liked the idea of him because he's just so...
There's something dry about him.
Yeah, very dry. I'm sort of in this alone, you know, even though I have my family there around me a bit. Mm-hmm. But it's really my problem. Pat, even with her own kids, she was so upbeat. When she would even make them... Of course, she couldn't make them mind, it seemed, but she never was angry with the children. She'd say... You stop it right now and go to your room. That was about as harsh as she got with anybody. And she was always supportive of Vance, even when she was crestfallen, when Vance...
That was maybe a flaw in the writing, because I think there should have been some anger management problems. You should have probably had an outburst.
Well, she had a little outburst on the soapbox, you know. She says, Vance, do you think the world needs another doll? And but then she climbs up the curtains to try to call him back. But she was playing the role of a female.
I remember having conflict about the feminist movement that was going on and whether we should make her kind of a classic wife with all the problems and slightly masochistic or something like that, going through all these things, or whether she should stand up for herself. And it was just, we did have you stand up, but it was toward the end of the movie. But otherwise, you were just... You took everything without anger. If I had to write it over again, I think I would put some anger in there.
Interview with director Joel Schumacher. Interview with cinematographer and visual effects supervisor Bruce Logan. Audio interview with composer Susan Ciani. On location now and then featurette, Edith Ann deleted scene. A very nice special collector's edition from Shout Factory Select.
And we're moving on.
Our next movie is called Gidget, and it's out from Twilight Time on Blu-ray.
Hey, Joanne, this is the kid I was telling you about. He's only been surfing a little over a month.
Really? It must be wonderful if you like that sort of thing. Of course, Moondoggy can tell you I'm not the outdoor type. Then you better get out of the sun before you melt.
Yeah, that's right. Come on.
See you at the luau, huh? What luau?
Oh, no, you aren't going to see our Gidget there, uh-uh.
Honest, fellas, I'd love a luau, and is it?
Not for a couple of weeks, but don't give it another thought, baby.
But why?
Because it's not a coming out party. And it's not a weenie rope.
Yeah, yeah.
Will you fellas stop treating me like an infant?
Oh.
Forget it. You're not the type.
So long, Git.
Yeah, come on.
I'm going to read the back. The original surfer girl, Beach Bum, adapted from the novel by Frederick Koner, Gidget, 1959, stars Sandra Dee as the determined little Frances Lawrence, who falls in love with both surfing and with the characters who populate the local Southern California beach hangout. Of particular interest are young Moondoggy and the more mature Big Kahuna. James Darren plays Moondoggy. Cliff Robertson plays Big Kahuna, a Korean war vet who is the idol of every surfer on the coast for his life of apparently unfettered freedom.
So and moving on.
No, moving on to talking about the movie. What did you think of Gidget?
I thought it was like me. Gidget is like me.
Oh, yeah? Are you a beach bum girl?
You
like the beach, don't you?
I was technically had my first birthday at the beach, Dad.
I don't know about the first one.
Yes. It, no, actually, it was, okay. Dad.
All right.
So, technically, it's my home.
The beach is your home? Yes. But did you like that Gidget liked Moondoggy?
No,
did you like Moondoggy?
Moondoggy looked like he was two different people.
He did?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
She kisses Big Kahuna.
She does?
Yeah.
Who does she like more, Moondoggy or Big Kahuna?
Moondoggy?
You don't know.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
But you like this movie because it was about the beach.
Oh, and at the end,
her
dad said there's like this person and Moondoggy's his son. Mm-hmm. But she doesn't know that Moondoggy is his son. And she doesn't really like that boy, mm-hmm. which is Moondoggy.
Oh.
But then she finds out at the end.
Spoiler. Go ahead.
You're not cutting that out.
No, I'll leave it in.
And at the end, she falls in love with him again. Moondoggy. She actually hated him for a little bit.
Oh, and then she likes him again?
Yes.
So it's a happy ending.
Ever after happy
was
ending.
There, was there singing in this movie?
Yes.
Could you put them back? I mean, only because I think Kahuna's looking and we could make it look real. Couldn't we?
Sure. Is he looking now?
I'm sure of it.
There's no such thing as the next best thing to love. No substitute or facsimile thereof. Just try and do without it. Go see how far you get. Why don't we face it? What can replace it? Nothing they thought of yet. There's no such thing with very same appeal. And nothing like when you fall in love for real. Whether it be the real thing, this much I'm certain of. There's no such thing as the next best thing to love.
Did you like it?
No.
You didn't like the singing?
I have no groove. Sorry. No.
You have no groove. No. Okay. All right. Well, that's Gidget.
Fans, I cannot dance or sing.
Okay, good. All right. So that's Gidget. That's in Twilight Time. She liked it. She was entertained by it. All right. Next up, we have Rockadoodle. Okay. Hey.
Moving on.
Next up, we have Rockadoodle from Olive Films.
From master animator Don Bluth, director of the classics An American Tale and The Land Before Time, comes an all-new adventure for the whole family. Rockadoodle. Edmund always enjoyed reading his favorite book. But tonight, he's really getting into it.
I have some rather bad news. Kittens are more digestible.
Uh-oh.
Suddenly, Edmund is in a wondrous world where the Grand Duke of Owls has stirred up a colossal storm to stop the sun from shining.
Hope you can swim, guy.
Now, Edmund and his newfound friends are off on an amazing adventure to find the only one who can bring back the sun.
The city!
They're looking for a rooster to save the day. And not just your ordinary barnyard variety.
Ladies and gentlemen, the king!
Let me be your rooster, and let me roost with you.
Him!
Let me be your rooster, let me hear your sweet voice.
Get him out of here!
You boys is dead meat.
Well, you're the number one chick in this chicken coop. I wanna rock, rock,
yeah. Look, we're running out of time here.
Oh, no.
Guys, we're gonna go back and get him.
Stop those birds!
Long take two. I do believe I'm a rockadoodle to you. Like a rockadoodle to me.
Get ready for the magical animation sensation that'll rock your socks off. Rockadoodle.
Positively low. Rock and roll.
And it says, Chanticleer, Glenn Campbell, a rooster who's quite literally the cock of the walk, his ability to wake the sun with his morning crow is the envy of all. With one exception, the Grand Duke of Owls, voiced by Christopher Plummer, The Sound of Music, is one very foul fowl. Bent on destroying Chanticleer, the jealous Duke devises a plan so that it appears that the sun can rise on its own without Chanticleer's help. Shunned by the farm animals whose reaction is swift and pitiless, Chanticleer heads to the big city to start a new life, leaving the farm on the edge of disaster. With his career on the rise, thanks to manager Pinky Fox, Sorrel Brook, TV's Dukes of Hazzard, I think he's Boss Hog, with an assist from the duplicitous Grand Duke, Chanticleer's future is looking golden. But he'll soon realize that the family and friends and home mean more than fleeting fame in the touching and comic animated film for the entire family, Rockadoodle. Rounding out the voice cast of Rockadoodle, Sandy Duncan as Peepers, Eddie Deason as Snipes, Ellen Green as Goldie, Dee Wallace as Dory, Charles Nelson Reilly as Hunch, and Phil Harris as
Patoon. You didn't entertain Goldie. You didn't...
entertain her? Tell me about Goldie.
Goldie is this... Well, Rockadoodle is a, you know, cockadoodle.
He's a rooster.
Yeah. And she is
a hen.
But he
plays guitar and sings.
She's a hen.
Yeah.
And, well, Pinky, the fox, he wants to change his mind. Well, Rockadoodle wants to change his mind from being in the show life. So Pinky tries to stop him by getting Goldie to pretend that she's fallen in love, but she actually falls in love with him.
Oh, I like those stories.
But I don't, I think she stays at the city.
Oh, okay. So they maybe don't end up together?
No.
Oh,
but
okay.
He always can visit her.
Yeah. Well, this is done by Don Bluth, who did a movie called The Secret of Nim, which I think you saw, but you don't remember.
No, I didn't.
Okay, well, I think you saw it.
I didn't mean to frighten you.
Oh, you didn't frighten me. I was just sort of working out. You just broke my concentration.
You look more like you're all tangled up.
Yeah, I guess that's enough exercise for one day. Besides, I'm really after this terrific string. I'm working on a love nest for two. You know what I mean?
Oh, I see. You have a girl.
Well, not really. I mean, I haven't found Miss Wright yet. But when I do, the whole world will hear us singing.
It's got the rats and the great owl. Okay, we're going to watch Secret of Nim soon, because Secret of Nim, no offense to Rockadoodle, is better than Rockadoodle. But I know it's blasphemous, but you liked Rockadoodle, right?
I'm guessing Rockadoodle is stupid.
You liked it. You liked it.
No.
You like cartoon movies like this. Why are you such a mean critic on this episode? You're all grumpy. People, your fans are going to be like, oh, she doesn't like anything anymore. You better like
That's
stuff.
That's because I'm busy.
You're busy? Okay. Anyway.
I like Rockadoodle.
Yeah.
Rockadoodle, but, well, you know, it wasn't that good. It was kind of, it wasn't cheesy, but they don't really need Rockadoodle.
Well, they don't need him?
To rise the sun, because the sun... This is just a story, so this could actually happen in fairy tales.
Yeah,
but actually, scientifically, the sun does not move. The earth rotates, and that's how on the other side of the world, it's night right now, and it rotates. So one side of the world is dark, and one side of the world is light. So that's how they made dawn and dusk. I mean,
Okay. We're getting a little off track here with Earth science, but
Sorry.
Rockadoodle, check it out on Blu-ray from Olive Films. Lastly, we have
Despicable Me 3.
Yes, Despicable Me 3 from Universal.
Hello, Gru. How's your transition coming? You know, from world's worst villain to world's worst agent?
Oh, that's hilarious. You should be on TV. Ah! Oh, that's right. You were, but then you got canceled. Oh, what about that? Oh. What? Oh, girls!
And I'm just going to read the back real quick. Illumination, who brought moviegoers Despicable Me, Despicable Me 2, and the biggest animated hit of 2015, Minions, continues the story of Gru, Lucy, and their adorable daughters, Margot, Edith, and Agnes, and the Minions in Despicable Me 3. After he is fired from the Anti-Villain League for failing to take down Balthazar Brat, the latest bad guy to threaten humanity, Gru finds himself in the midst of a major identity
crisis. Edith makes trouble.
Is that the subtitle of the movie?
She puts something that says "kick me" on the butler's leg, and the minions are like Dave and someone else,
Kevin or something.
Yeah, Kevin and Dave keep kicking him.
Yeah,
he says, ow, ow. And then she says, will you please get me a napkin? And then the minions are in the cupboard and they like giant horn sound him like beep. And I heard them and he's like, here you go, eat it.
I'm just going to finish reading. Gru finds himself in the midst of a major identity crisis, but when the mysterious stranger shows up to inform Gru that he has a long-lost twin brother, a brother who desperately wishes to follow in his twin's despicable footsteps, one former supervillain will rediscover just how good it feels
Balthazar
to be bad.
Brat.
Okay, what do you think of Balthazar Brat, the main villain in this one? He's played by a guy who's in South Park.
He has groove, that's for sure.
He has groove, more groove than you?
Don't like me, I'm sure.
Sorry.
So, what is
his deal? Balthazar Brat used to be a child actor, and he had a TV show.
Yeah, until he had a giant growth spurt where he got freckles, and he's like, I've been a bad boy. Boy?
He couldn't say his own catchphrase?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
And then it said that he got kicked out of his own movie.
Yeah.
And then in part of the movie, he says, being a villain on TV was good, but being a villain, an actual villain, is even better.
Nice.
Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert. That's all right.
You're not
so back. So Gru and Lucy, my favorite part is in the trailer when she's
Grucy.
Like... Grucy! She's like...
We're already here. Agents Grucy are closing fast.
Yes! Wait, why? Why did you call us?
Grucy, you know, Gru and Lucy mushed together. Try it.
Oh, I like it, but not a lot. I don't like it.
I don't like it.
That's my favorite line in the whole movie. And I also like, also in the trailer,
happy birthday, dear Dan. Happy birthday to you.
When he swings naked by the window.
He literally has no underwear on.
Yeah, it's going up his butt. It's pretty funny. But yeah, so Balthazar Brat, what does he do at the end of the movie? Not to spoil too much, but he has some kind of evil weapon. What is it?
A giant brat robot.
It's pretty cool, right? So it's like a kaiju movie. It's like Pacific Rim.
Yes, I do. The reason he stole the diamond is for the laser in the movie so he can destroy Hollywood. Dun, dun, dun!
Hello, Hollywood! I'm back and bigger than ever!
It's his revenge, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He said, you crushed my dreams, now I'm going to crush yours. Or something like that. Another catchphrase.
No, that makes sense. He's funny. What do you think of his twin brother, Drew? Gru's twin brother.
He's like,
my brother! My brother! Gru!
Drew! No.
Brother, I am lucky. After all of these years, finally I'm meeting you.
Yeah, yep. All right, good.
He's kind of goofy, right? He's got long blonde hair and he's not
like,
bald like
Gru.
And there's a scene where they try to pretend to be each other. Is that funny?
I literally laughed myself to bed.
To bed on that? Yes, that's pretty funny stuff. But did you like Despicable Me 3? Is it worthy
Don't
of the
even
other?
Ask. I loved it.
You loved it? Is it worthy of the other two movies?
Totally.
Totally? All right. Very cool. Real quick. Bonus
I said
features.
It was a kids movie. I don't know why this is on the podcast.
It's okay. I told you we just have to talk
about it.
You only like to talk about non-kids movies? Is that what your contract says?
Okay. Okay. Bye.
Interview over. Don't.
Shutting down.
All right. I'm going to read. Say thanks. Thank you, Raven, for coming on the show.
Yo. Thank you.
Little rap ending. I'm just going to read the special features on this one. There is the mini movie, The Secret Life of Kyle, which is about Gru's dog, which is funny. That's like a little short. Oh, say something if you got some more to say.
He fell in love with a poodle, but like a canine dog, a police dog,
yeah.
Fell in love with him, and he stole the collar that he was going to give her.
Yeah.
And then the poodle, he was going to give it to the poodle, and the poodle barked at him, and then he dropped the collar, and then the other one, Kyle, got the collar.
Yeah.
And then he gave it to her, and then she said, come here.
Are you telling the whole story of the short?
Yes.
Okay, so that's that short. And then there's Minion Moments, which is also cute. Deleted scene, character profiles, and more. This is all in the special edition Blu-ray DVD from Universal. So I'm so happy that Rue came back. I hope you enjoyed hearing Raven on the show. And hopefully, if you're a big fan
you
of the show...
You must love me. You must love me again. I retired for a few days. You must love me again, though. Peace out.
Peace out. Thank you.